Live from the No Panic Zone or the No Riot Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, June the 5th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, former President Barack Obama returning to address the country in the shadow of ongoing riots and destruction in the nation's cities. Just think if he had done that back in the day. On Capitol Hill, former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein threw the former Deputy Director of the FBI under the bus. He did it a couple of times. And number one, rioting in the streets of America. It's been the hardest year, and it's almost exclusively been brought to you by an out-of-control left, desperate to find something to hang their hats on, something to sink the presidency of Donald Trump. But after failing on impeachment, lockdowns, and the fear-driven overreactions and now riots, Trump's still on top. What are they to do? How about defunding the police? Yes, this is the new brilliant plan from the left. Defunding the police. No more money for cops. Can you imagine that? Yeah, there's this movement to defund police departments across the country. Gaining support. Gaining support is in the aftermath of the George Floyd riots, or I guess they're continuing, right? To some extent, they're not what they were a few days ago. And in fact, the New York Police Department cracking down, enforcing curfews. But up in Buffalo, police are suspended. And it just goes on and on and on. The chaos in the streets. And it has to end. Let me give you a little bit of insight on all of this. Let me give you some insight on what people think of what's going on. Rioting is not particularly popular, let me tell you that. Police reform is popular around the country, that the police are better educated. But what to do when the fires of these movements are put out, what do you do then? The most promising national debate about Floyd and policing reform would reflect three realities. Large majorities of Americans oppose rioting. No kidding. The public is deeply divided in its attitude toward policing and race. Despite those disagreements, large majorities favor specific reforms that will reduce police killings. So policing is going to change as we move forward. But opposition to what people are seeing on TV right now is wide and it's broad-based. In fact, I want you to take this into account. According to a brand-new Morning Consult poll, 58% of Americans, just about 6 in 10, support the idea of deploying the United States military under the Insurrection Act or any other move to bring the riots to an end. 33%, 1 in 3 of us, strongly support the idea. Only 30% oppose it at all. So in all, 70% of the people are good with the idea of bringing the military into the streets to stop the rioting. The proposition more popular among older voters, white voters, and conservatives. 75% of self-identified conservatives, 68% of voters over the age of 65, and 60% of white voters say they'd strongly support or somewhat support sending in the military. Now, having said that, I still do not believe we're at a point where the Insurrection Act would be needed in this country. I think the presence of military personnel on the streets of American cities is not something we want to see. Not at this point. If it continues, however, if the attacks on police officers and the burning and the looting and the gunplay continue, well, my opinion could certainly change. But I do not support it at this time. George Floyd died on the 25th of May, killed by an officer who seemed to have no concern whatsoever on the well-being of the prisoner he had in custody, a prisoner that was handcuffed. But the idea that this is only about racism is also a bit of a stretch. This officer had a history of aggressive behavior. This officer was protected by the union time and again and allowed to keep his job. That shouldn't have happened. But for people from Antifa and far-left movements to take to the streets to pillage and steal and burn and destroy their own neighborhoods in many cases. That's not popular. That's not smart. That is a destruction of America that is, it's not tolerable. And in fact, I'd like you to hear from George Floyd's brother, Terrence, as he continues to deliver his message of nonviolence in the face of Antifa's war in America, because that's really what this is. When you see bricks piled in the streets, pre-placed and ready for a violent outburst, it isn't by accident. This is not a spontaneous riot. It is a pre-planned event. When you have bricks and concrete and bottles and implements of destruction that are placed ahead of time, this is no longer a spontaneous event. Bite number three is George Floyd's brother, Terrence, continuing to deliver that message of nonviolence. Bite three, go.
I'm just going to say this. I'm proud of the protest, but I'm not proud of the destruction. I'm going to say that again. I'm proud of the protest, but I'm not proud of the destruction.
I am proud.
My brother wasn't about that.
I am proud of the protests. I am not proud of the destruction. That's exactly right. And by the way, as we discussed yesterday, the statistics on police violence do not support the claim of systemic racism among police departments in this country. An article by Heather McDonald in the Wall Street Journal pushed back on that notion. McDonald notes that while Floyd's untimely fatal arrest was horrifying, and it is, and the video shows that a police officer knelt on the 46-year-old's neck for over 8 minutes before he suffered a heart attack, it is not representative of the 375 million contacts that police officers have with civilians each year. In fact, a solid body of evidence, says McDonald, finds no structural bias in the criminal justice system with regard to arrests, prosecution, or sentencing. Rather, crime and suspect behavior, not race, determine most police actions. In 2019, police fatally shot 1,004 people, most of whom were armed or otherwise dangerous. Among those, blacks were about a quarter of those killed, 235. That's been a stable rate since 2015. And the share of black victims is less than what the crime statistics would predict, because there are more arrests of black suspects than there are in the percentage of those that get killed by police officers. So the percentage is significantly less than you would predict based on the numbers you have in hand. Numbers matter. Fun with math, right? So the systemic racism is, well, that myth is destroyed by the math of the matter. 14, and that's not to say we don't need reform. In many places we do. 14 after. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response through emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.